Hola, it's Scott Baccio with the Weekly Bailey Report, and it is November 4th of 2020, and we are full on into the rainy season here in Costa Rica. It's raining outside, so I am reverting to software. All right, so let's look at what's going on. As you can see, Venus is at 9 degrees today, Wednesday. Mars is at 15. I'm going to be talking about Venus opposite Mars. You can see Jupiter here, 21 degrees, coming up to 22 degrees Pluto. You can see the moon here in late Gemini. And let's just go forward. See that sun, 12, Uranus 8. So it was about 4 days ago. We had sun exactly opposite Uranus, but the influence of it is really still there. Yeah. So here we go. Tomorrow, boom. Boom. By tomorrow, the moon moves into Cancer. And, you know, it comes into a very nice trine. Okay, over here. Sun, moon, trine. Very, very beautiful. But look at this red line. She moves into a square with Venus opposite Mars. And the interesting thing here that we keep going, by Friday, we've got Mercury, which has just gone direct, in an exact square to Saturn. So the blocks to communication and vote counting and, you know, things just, yeah, I mean, you can see the square going on here until Friday. I think that after that, things are going to start to open up and lessen a little bit. And then it keeps moving on. Moon moves into Leo. Da, 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 da. And then keeps going. We want to keep going here because what we can see, and I'm kind of wanting to move through this, but by next Monday, the nice thing that I see here is the sun in a beautiful trine to Neptune. Okay, after that exact opposition of Venus to Mars, okay, we've got things starting to shift, things starting to lighten up a little bit. I'm going to talk more about that. Doing even next Wednesday, Mercury moves into Scorpio. After having been in Libra, remember, went up into Scorpio, retrograde back into Libra. But what I really want to show you today is look at this Mars, okay? Mars is at 15 degrees, 16 minutes, but let's back it up a little bit. And we can see that Mars is at that degree, right? 1556 from November 3rd. Let's go forward. 15 degrees, 15 degrees, 15 degrees. Stations. See a little S over there means station. Keep going, station. Still at 15 degrees until November 25th. It goes into 16 degrees. That is 3 solid weeks of Mars at one single degree, the 16th degree of Aries. I have to share the Sabian symbol of that with you. The other point that I wanted to show you today is that Jupiter also from, here we go, Jupiter, 22 degrees, 2 minutes, 22 degrees. Watch from November 7th, Jupiter stays at that 22 degrees, it's Pluto. I mean, these are such tight orbs. So it's a week, basically, that Jupiter is at the same degree of Pluto. The last time that Jupiter was conjunct Pluto was April 5th. Jupiter came direct over Pluto. Then it went retrograde, came over Pluto for the second time, June 30th. And it went direct. And now is the third final pass of Jupiter, Pluto, the ruler of pandemics. So what I'm seeing and what I'm expecting here is that we really hit this peak, this third peak, really, the third wave here. November 12th is Jupiter large amounts of Pluto, transformation sometimes, including physical death. And we will see that what we're really looking forward to as astrologers is December 21st, when Jupiter and Saturn both leave Capricorn and enter the new sign of Aquarius and begin a new 20-year cycle. But there'll be plenty of Pele reports between now and then. So I'm going to stop this recording now and look at the camera and talk to you a little bit about what all of that means for us. Hola, everybody. What a time, what a day. Mercury square Saturn. I'm supposed to give a Pele report and talk Mercury about astrology, which is like way beyond Saturn. It's even in the today's mantra, kind of the energy around this week, is that things that are hard to explain and getting lost in the superficial, the material, materialism, feeling that only our five physical senses are capable of giving us reality. That reality is limited to our experience of the phenomenal material world through our five physical senses. That there is no spiritual world or divine intelligence or This is materialism. And materialism in anthroposophy is the Ahrimanic force of solidifying, drying concrete. You think of drying concrete, it gets harder and harder and harder. And life can feel colder and harder and harder and colder. And this is Saturn, the Lord of time and space. And really, it is all about concentration. So what I want to bring forward today, and I find very interesting, these Sabian symbols are just, they always are so relevant to this period of time that I want to bring them forward, but I don't want to spend my whole Pele report reading the interpretations. So I'm actually going to type them out in the notes. Yes. Okay. And the first that I want to do is, like I showed you at the beginning, Mars is, it's like Mars went up to like 27 degrees of Aries. This is symbolizing, okay, our will to go do, act, assert, charge, penetrate. So Mars energy goes up to Aries and says, oh, wait a minute. Forgot something. I need to go back. I need to backtrack. So we've had this Mars retrograde, okay, since late July, and it's November 14th. Okay, Mercury just went direct. Now on November 14th, things are really going to start going direct. Okay, so it's going to really relieve. There's going to be a release of tension after November 14th. And things are going to start moving Mars forward, direct. Okay, so, but at this time, like it is just like pausing. It is right now at this degree, okay, of the 16th degree of Aries. And that 16th degree of Aries, the symbol, the Sabian symbol for that, is nature spirits are seen at work in the light of sunset. Attunement to the potency of invisible forces of nature. Attuning to the invisible, non-material, spiritual forces of nature. And he goes on to talk about how in any biosphere,
Okay, I think of that, and maybe I'll put it in here, a link to the Powers of 10. It's a video that starts out with people just sitting in the park, and then it goes out. Okay, to the powers of 10, where they mm-hmm. out to the far distant cosmos, and then it comes in, goes down past the, you know, the atom level of the, you know, molecule, atom, quark, you know, and just to give you this spectrum within which we exist, and we are not able to see the totality of all of the forces at work creating our life experience. And so, you know, I'm like I said, I'm not going to read it, but this last little bit I do want to read. When this Sabian symbol reaches into the consciousness of someone seeking meaning, it should be seen as an invitation to open their mind to the possibility of approaching life in a holistic and non-rational, intuitive manner. The ego mind, that rational mind that wants to see things in statistics and numbers and cases and votes and wants to put everything in little boxes and tally things up, and with all of these statistics we are going to determine what is true, real, important, not important, winners, losers. It's all kind of linear and logical, but life is not linear and logical. Death is not linear and logical. And astrology brings this to us over and over and over again. The great mysteries of life that we will particularly be facing all through 2021. As Neptune squares the moon's nodes, which it already is now within a couple of degrees, and it's only going to intensify, where the paradox, the paradox of the matrix versus being outside the matrix, the cabal and the conspiracies versus reality and this and science and all of this kind of, there's going to be a very powerful upswelling of confusing, distorted versions of what is really going on. I just want to think and bring up some examples of this. You know, one example of this, I used to be a contractor. I used to build houses up there in California. And I also had this other job that I worked with Criterion Systems. And it was overlooking the guy was an architect for hospitals. And I worked with Blueprints building houses. You'd have a page for the electrical, a page, you know, for the plumbing, and a page for the foundation. You know, you have like four or five pages. Guess what? For a hospital, you've got a stack of blueprints that could be a couple hundred pages. And we would go through these hundreds of pages, and these are blueprints. These are not, you know, regular size pieces of paper. We're talking like huge, okay, just to be looking at one particular operating room. You'd have a page for, and, you know, you had to have the, you know, the towel dispenser in just the right place, and the sink and the plumbing, and the waste disposal. I mean, everything that goes in to the construction of a hospital is extremely difficult to fathom. And this job really brought it home to me that when you drive down the street and you look at a building or you look at a hospital, there's no way you are going to comprehend everything that went into creating that hospital. Let's look at another one. Very obvious, a human being. We've got skin, you know, we've all got eyebrows, eyes, nose, mouth, teeth, whatever. You know, we're basically this. But you peel off that skin, or you try to figure out what is the life force that actually wakes up and goes to sleep and moves and eats and everything going on within a human being. The surface is deceiving. Then just go into psychoanalysis or go become an astrological counselor and talk to a person. You see, we see all these people walking down the street or in the grocery store, or and you talk to them for a few minutes, or you get an idea, right? Go into their biography. What people have been through, what people have seen and felt and heard. Going back, it's the more you get into biography, the more you see that a human life is so far beyond what you initially, what it appears to be. We are psychic spirit beings beyond so much of this time and space. And so what we can understand is with this fall, it's like Ahriman is coming, okay? Ahriman is incarnating. Ahriman, this materialism, is, you know, deepening, strengthening, hardening more and more. And it is up to us as individual, living, breathing, spiritual beings to give honor, to recognize, to invite the invisible spiritual worlds into our psychic life, into our emotional life, into our conversations, into our relationships, and give it life. We are agents of life. And when we recognize nature spirits, when we recognize the invisible forces at work, we want to share these, and I encourage us to focus on these, because I will tell you so much that in the end, so many things come and go, but our spiritual soul is far more eternal than the temporary structures created, the institutions, the political institutions, the religious institutions. You know, it's like we go, look at these elections. It's every 4 years. Okay, you know, and we can get caught up, okay? You know, we can get caught up in external appearances. And I will tell you right now, Ahriman, even the spiritual world is working with, on, and through, okay, cultural, you know, there are spiritual beings for individuals, and then there are soul groups, and there are spiritual oversouls and overlooking societies, cultures, nations. We have, you know, there's a national soul, and it goes beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond. And what I can say really is that, let's just, if we look at a little bit at this whole energy of the you know, the cabal, you know, and draining the swamp, and Trump, coming in and, working with, the conspiracies around, okay, that there is, you know, some deep, dark, deep state that is running things, and the Democrats are over here, da, 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 da. And I'll tell you what, there are deep, dark forces. I don't care. You can call them Democratic, Republican, Socialist, Communist. There are deep forces working, okay, regardless of who we elect. If it's not one deep force, it's another deep force. If it's not one deep state, it's another deep state. And it's going to continue in this fashion and in this way. And what I want to just focus on is not to lose ourselves not to be overly distracted and pulled out of our own personal soul evolution by circumstances and conditions that we are not going to change. And the older that you get, the closer to your deathbed, as you approach the end of your life, you will be glad at the amount of focus, time, and energy that you put on your personal relationships, on your personal attitudes, on your personal spiritual growth, on your personal self-control, discipline, maturity, morality, personal. We are born alone and we die alone. And so much of what is going on right now is a, I don't want to say it's a distraction, but it is beyond. We have the sun in Scorpio working with the forces beyond our control. And this is where it is important for us. Here is the Venus opposite Mars. Venus at the 16th degree of the sign of Libra. The symbol, the Sabian symbol for that, is after a storm, a boat landing stands in need of reconstruction. The need to keep in operation steady links between the vast unconscious and the ego consciousness. We see the sea as symbolizing this vast unconscious, and the land being our ego consciousness. And we build boats to go and venture out of our ego consciousness, for food, for fish, or for the sea, even for recreation. But we don't go too far from the shore because it could be dangerous out there. There could be hurricanes out there like Eta. There could be all kinds of, and oftentimes with hurricanes or the unconscious forces, the unconscious spiritual forces destroy or wreak havoc. We can have a bad trip. We can overdose, okay? We can get psychically tweaked, twinged. The unconscious can really have a way, of impacting our balance, our equanimity, our contentment, our satisfaction, our peace of mind. So Venus, which is peace, love, and harmony, moving through Libra, is saying that we need to repair. We need to repair the pier. The pier has been damaged. We need to repair this place. It needs constant attention. We need to really look at where we interface with the forces beyond our control of Scorpio, of Capricorn. Jupiter, Pluto in Capricorn are huge forces beyond our control. We are not going to control the outcome of vaccines, the World Health Organizations, the elections. We can do our part. Yeah, sure, you can vote. I'm not telling you do not participate. I'm just simply, I want to balance this all out, that we don't want to get too lost in what is outside ourselves. And it's that we don't want to necessarily isolate and become hermits and ignore the outside world. We are in this place where our pier, the damaged pier, he talks about, I could read this one. It's a little shorter, but it's just basically, it brings to us vividly the realization that whatever we build in order to be able to venture away from solidly individualized and conscious bases of operation is likely to be damaged by as yet unfamiliar cosmic forces. The tenuous link between two realms constantly needs repair. This is where meditation comes in. This is where contemplation, this is where prayer, this is where, you know, transmission and shamanism and, you know, plant medicine, however you want to, you know, whatever means, ways you use to open to the workings of the divine spiritual world, to the realities that exist in those more infinite realms than this temporal physical realms of society and the physical world. We want to just really, we're in the middle. We're in the middle between spirit and matter. Yeah. And so it's just like, you know, stay there. Yeah. Maybe let's not get too lost in the material world. And let's not forget that we have physical bodies to take care of. But like, here we are. So today's mantra, and I, you know, geez Louise, there are not many who will understand what I know, but find hard to explain. There is so much more than what meets the eye. I am humbled by the scope of the plan. There are tremendous forces at play. And it is truly through a sense of humility, through a sense, this humility opens us. It opens our vulnerability. It opens our perceptions. There's one part in here that you will read: when you are ill, when you are sick, when your material body is exhausted and you're just about to fall asleep, this is when you see the nature spirits. This is when you see spirit at work. Very often, when we are ego goal oriented and we're all caught up and distracted and wrapped up, you know, in the money and the finance and the chasing this and needing that and going, you don't see the vast workings of the mystical, magical world. It's only when you slow down, and in some ways, this COVID or the virus or these hospital beds that are full of people, these individual people, okay, are actually weakened. Sometimes Chiron, the wounded healer, weakens us, that we open our perception to worlds beyond what we have been dilly-dallying with, and we come into the real soul work of why we incarnated in the first place. Yeah, baby. I'm trying to say it even though it's hard to explain. And there's only maybe a few that will even get this Pele report, but c'est la vie. Okay, one last time, I will leave you with the mantra for this week. Repeat this over and over and over again. I do. And it has an effect. There are not many who will understand what I know, but find hard to explain. There is so much more than what meets the eye. I am humbled by the scope of the plan. May you in all humility perceive and feel and know the spiritual worlds. Namaste. Aloha. So much love.